All right, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft. And Chris, as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to Friday, June 18th of 1971. It's a twi-night doubleheader at Candlestick Park. It's the Giants and the Padres. Now, this turns out to be a good year for the Giants because in 1971, they win the division and end up playing the Pirates for the National League pennant. But this is one that Juan Marichal goes in the first game against the Padres. 14,513 there at the stick to see Marichal pitch a complete game in the first game. He wins it 7-3. He runs his record to 9-4. A six-hitter, one walk and five strikeouts, 2 hours, 43 minutes. Willie Mays notably in this one in the first game, 0-4 with four strikeouts. Steve Arlen, the loser. I think he went on to become a dentist after that. But it is a twi-nighter. It is 71. It is at Candlestick Park, Giants and Padres.
All that, Marty, and that you mentioned the crowd was 14,513. The three there at the end was consisted of Arnold Haft, Marlene Haft, and myself, my parents and I. I think I bugged them like all heck just to go to a doubleheader, and we chose that one. And for some reason, it's stuck in my memory all these years. I remember Willie walking back to the dugout after each of those four strikeouts, and he had his head held high each time. He was still Willie Mays. It didn't matter that he struck out. And Juan Marichal, I believe, gave up a three-run homer to Cecil Gaston for those late runs. He had nearly had a shutout pitched, and he yelled openly out there on the field in the middle of the mound after Gaston's homer cleared the fence. He was so furious. You know, I'm sure he wanted a shutout and add to his illustrious totals that way, but at least he got the win.
Well, this is an interesting night for baseball at Candlestick, a twi-nighter. We didn't have too many of those in those days. So the second game, this is the one that's a great game in Giants franchise history. Tom Phoebus is on the hill for the Padres. Tom Phoebus, former Oriole, pitched a no-hitter at one point, I think, against the Red Sox. Frank Rehberger starts the game for the Giants. Now, he came over from San Diego on December the 5th of 69 for Bob Barton, believe it or not, who we're going to hear from later. All right, here are the lineups in this one, Chris. Enzo Hernandez, Dave Campbell, Cito Gaston, as you mentioned, Nate Colbert, Ollie Brown, former Giant, LaRon Lee, Ed Spezio, Fred Kendall, a couple of fathers of future baseball players, and Tom Phoebus. For the Giants, we've got Chris Spire, Tito Fuentes, Bobby Bonds, Willie McCovey, Ken Henderson, Floyd Wicker, Fran Healy, Hal Lanier at third, and Frank Rehberger on the mound. So let's get into this one, Chris. It's 4-3 Padres going into the bottom of the sixth. McCovey strikes out. Henderson gets a double. Floyd Wicker gets a single to put it at first and third. And Fran Healy gets a base hit to make it 4-4. Hal Lanier gets a hit to load the bases. And coming up to hit for Rich Robertson, who's done well in relief here. Rich Robertson has gone 3 2/3 of three-hit, one-run ball and keeping the Giants in this game. He strikes out. So Jim Rayhart strikes out. Spire gets a walk to make it 5-4, and Fuentes grounds out. All right, 5-4 Giants. Now the game stays that way until the Padre ninth. And wait till you hear this one. Don McMahon is pitching for the Padres. Nate Colbert hits a home run, makes it 5-5. Ollie Brown a single. This brings in Jerry Johnson. Lee gets a walk. Jestad gets a base hit to load the bases. And Bob Barton, Chris, Bob Barton played for the Giants 65-69. His best year was 68. I think he had five RBIs. Catcher Bob Barton hits one out for a grand slam, now putting the Padres up 9-5. They continue the inning, getting first and third before Colbert grounds out to end it. So we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Giants are trailing the Padres 9-5 on a grand slam by Bob Barton.
Bob Barton, I do remember, was among a catching core the Giants had, which included Jack Hyatt and Dick Dietz. Hyatt, I think, was considered the best all-around catcher. Dietz, I know many people will remember, was the best offensive catcher. Bob Barton was the defensive specialist of that group. They briefly had a catching rotation in 1969, which always left left two guys unhappy each night. That didn't last very long, as Dick Dietz ended up being an all-star catcher for the National League in the following year, 1970. And he still had that hot bat going in 1971.
Well, this is an amazing finish to this one, fans. So sit back and listen to this. Chris Spires starts the bottom of the ninth with a double. Now, the Giants are losing 9-5. Fuentes gets a base hit, so now it's 9-6. Bobby Bonds gets a base hit, so it's first and second. This brings up McCovey. Tying run at the plate, he pops up to first. Ken Henderson gets a base hit to load the bases. So who comes up as a pinch hitter after striking out four times in the first game? Willie Mays. And he fouls out to right field, leaving the bases loaded. Brings up Fran Healy. He gets a base hit to make it 9-7, and they're still loaded. And, Chris, this brings up the guy you talked about, Dick Dietz, to face a little lefty, Freddie Norman. And Dietz, who's had a good year for the Giants, 19 homers, 72 RBIs. He's got 97 walks, 86 strikeouts, and his on-base is 387. So Dick Dietz could handle the bat. Well, he gets into one, and he rips it into right field. It goes to the wall. Everybody scores on the play. Bonds, Henderson, and Healy score. And here comes Dietz. Ollie Brown, throwing error, lets the winning run score.
Dietz, the batter with the bases loaded. Two down, 9-7. The Padres lead. Norman's pitch. Dietz lines it into right center field. It's a base hit. Two runs are scoring. The ball is bobbled. Healy goes to third. In drive for the plate. The throw coming to the plate. Healy scores. The Giants win it.
Everybody scores on a throwing error by Ollie Brown. Dietz ends up with a game-winning double. Bonds, Henderson, and Healy score. Ollie Brown throws it away. The three runners score, and the Giants win the game. Yes, they win the game 10-9. Jerry Johnson wins it. Danny Coombs loses it 10-9 with five runs in the bottom half of the ninth inning.
Marty, I just remember that it was a breathtaking finish. Even though I, you know, like to think I followed baseball pretty well, it was just such a wild conclusion. I think my mom shook me by the shoulders and said, "Chris, the Giants won," and it finally sank in that they did.
Unbelievable. An amazing game. This one went 3 hours and 17 minutes, the second game of a twi-night doubleheader. The Giants sweep the Padres. After this day, the Giants, as I say, they go on to have a good season, 43-25. The Dodgers are in second place, 36-29, 5.5 back. But here's another one. You know it's going to be a good season when you could be down 9-5 in the ninth inning and you come back and win the game 10-9 on a base-clearing double by Dick Dietz and a throwing error by Ollie Downtown Brown. This is another great game in Giants franchise history.